So there's one line missing which starts this time. Kosav Abiezri.
Israel Hayotse mi Beis Ove Galilin, Toch Lamid Yom, Sarach Levair. Those are the words that you're missing. If Yisrael, again, Yisrael Hayotse mi Beis Ove Galilin, Toch Lamid Yom, Sarach Levair. If you have a Jew that's leaving the house that belongs to a Goy within 30 days, Afal Pisha Ove Galilin Yitin Bo Chamed Sham. Even though afterwards a guy is going to bring chametz in there, nevertheless, continues the tour you already have in front of you, there's a mitzvah on the Yisrael to be mevaer that chametz, even though he knows that a guy is going to move in there and is going to have chametz there on Pesach. There still is a chiyuv of that applies to somebody who's not going into another house. Comes along the Ravya, and the Ravya says a fascinating chidush. The Ravya says that if you have a Yisrael who's leaving a house within 30 days and he's not going into another house, then in such a case, he has to do a chiyuv of, he has a chiyuv of bedika, even if he knows that there's a guy that's going to come in there and going to put chametz inside. The tour disagrees. Vinirali, she'ein tzarech livdo, you don't have to check. Kivan shegoy nichnas bebeisai, since a guy is going to the house, Afim nishal Yisrael chametz v'adai misyayish mimenu ve'ein lecha hefker gadol mizeh. So the tour holds, no, you're not going to come to be over on Bal Yirah Bal Yimotzei. The guy is coming into the house, it's not your house. There's no yeyush from any chametz you might have left there because the guy is living there. In such a case, you don't have a chiyuv of bedikah. What's the mekudas hamachloikis over here between the tour and the ravya? Comes along the Beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef explains. The ravya says you have a chiyuv when you leave that house and you're not going into another house, but if you be going from house A, I lived in 90 Laurel Hill, if you're going from 90 Laurel Hill to 480, so then in such a case, you would not have a chiyuv bedika of 90 Laurel Hill if you're leaving now. But if you're going from 90 Laurel Hill and you're taking a long ship ride to Israel, so then in such a case, you would be chayiv. What's the pshat in the chiluk? Take a look at the Beis Yosef. Umashe chilek avi yezri pei nichnes v'beis echer lo nichnes. Nire. Shehu mishum da'af al gav v'shleishim yoyim koydim la'pesach cholo lov chovas biur. Ein chovas biur chovo lov elin shizokuk leva'er. You only have a chiyuv of beer of those things that you need to be mevayer because you're going to come to be over by your rabbi matzah. Avalol inyan shezakek levayer by yizet, but not something that you're not going to come to be over. Hilchah kol shenichnas bebayis acher hareyu mekayim ba mitzvahs biur. If you're going to another house, if you're moving from 90 to 480, so then in such a case you're going to be mekayim the mitzvahs biur in 480. V'dayo, and that's enough. But if you don't go to another house, you have to check in 90, even though you're not going to be in 90 in Pesach, and a guy is going to be there. Why? Because you have to be yotzei the chiyuv of biur that is incumbent upon you. Could anybody be magdir based on this Beis Yosef? What is the nekudas hamachlokes between the tour and the ravya? What are they arguing about? What's the nekudas hamachlokes over here? When I was here, I used to just come in, say a chabura, and walk out. Yakir used to come over and ask me. But since I went to Eretz Yisrael, began to challenge the boys a lot more. So Rabbi Isai, what's the machloikis over here between the tour and Rav Yo? What's the machloikis according to the Beis Yosef? Can anybody come up with a formulation?
Yeah.
Yeah, saying the Dika is incumbent on the person himself. So even if he's not in that house anymore, he still has to do Bidika. So he has to do Bidika in the old house. But the Torah is saying, no, if he's not going to be in the house, it doesn't matter. It's on the actual opponent to say.
Oh. So according to the Rav Yah, what emerges is that according to the Rav Yah, Lefi, the Beis Yosef's presentation, the Chiyuv of Bidika and Biur is a Chayves HaGavra. There's a Chiyuv upon him to do it. While the Torah disagrees. What does it mean it's a Chiyuv on you? If within 30 days of Pesach you have Chametz, then by definition, or you have a bias, then in such a case, you have to do Bidika and Biur. Comes along the tour, and the tour says not that way. The tour says we nearly shaints our chlivdike. Kimach agoy nichnas bebeisai. Once the guy is there, so then vaday misyayish memenu. So then you were certainly miyayish from the chametz. So I won't do a bedika. It doesn't matter. So what comes out is the Rav Yah says you have to do bedikas chametz. The Rav Yah holds you have to do bedikas chametz whether you're going to come to be over or not. What does the Torah hold? The Torah holds no. It's a minias ha'yisr. It's a way to make sure that you're not going to come to the yisr of something. Ba'yira, ba'yimotze, ba'al toichal. Maybe you'll come back and do a kinyin. Either way, it's not a chayvas hagavra. How do we paskin? So let's take a look now in the Mishnah Berurah. First, let's see the Mechaber and the Ramah. Says the Mechaber, Yisrael Yotzim Beisein Yehudi Tov Shoshim Yom Nichnas Abayis Acher Beir Zo Or Holot Lir Acher Sein Tzarech Levar Beisein Yehudi Sheri Yitayim Mitzvah Beir Bayis Abayis Acher Avul Mefar Sheyotzim Beshayar Velo Yikonis Bepesel Bayis Yesh Misha Oimer Shechol Lov Chaves Beir Kimu Shu Tov Shoshim Yom Tzarech Levar Beisein Yehudi Shu Yotzim Menu Kedei Lekayim Mitzvah Beir. Then the Ramah adds the last line, V'yeshayimim she'ein etzarech kishenichnas boya eino Yehudi. So the Beis Yosef liked the Shita of the Rav Yah, he paskins that way. However, the Ramah quotes the Shita of the Tur that he doesn't have to. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, it was exactly the Svara that was presented. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatim Lamed Al, V'yeshayimim she'ein etzarech. What's the svar of the Torah who says that you don't have to? Doha biur says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph, second to last line. Doha biur ain't a chayves haguf el lemish yesh lechametz tzarech livdak ulevar. V'kan she'ein lechametz harei umafkira kiniska le'el ain alav shum chiyuv. So the svar of the Torah is what we had said, that the chiyuv of bedika is only if you have chametz. But if you don't have chametz, if you're not going to come to have chametz on your dalet, you're for sure not going to come to eat. So in such a case, there would be no chiyuv. Now, let's come back to our shaila. Our shaila is somebody who's going far away, and he's leaving his house with a guy. He's selling it the whole time. So how does that plug in to this machlokes between the Rav Yah and the Tur? So at first glance, one would say the following. One would say that according to the Rav Yah, there's a chiyuv bedika on him. If there's a chiyuv bedika on him, so then, as long as you're leaving within 30 days, by definition, you have to do a bedika. One might argue that according to the Ramah, though, who passes like the Tur, in such a case, you don't have a chiyuv, because you're not going to come lidei biur. However, I would like to argue that even according to the Ramah, there would be a chiyuv. Take a look at how the Bach presents the Tur. The Bach says, what's the svar of the Tur? In Sif Katan Ches, in the Bach. Umashikas Rabbeinu, v'nira li shein tzarech livdok. Nira shim, hayu Rabbeinu mefarish hatam, v'yotze b'shari tzarech livdok, shum me'achar shalot nichnas, b'shum bayis, Shiach lekayim mitzvah spiur v'utzarach lekayim mitzvah spiur kimin shigia tok shol shiyam kamo shkasa v'samach lo yeshum mokum asa gasa omnam spiur le rabbeinu d'me'achar shalo etzrichu livdok elopnei sha'adam ragil bo kol hashana. Says the Bach, you know what the Torah holds? The reason why you have to do bedika is because a person feels comfortable there throughout the year. Im kein biyotzen bebeso shel goy ve'ein daito lachzar lekel amecha shloha. But if he's leaving the house of a goy, and I would like to add, and a goy is going to be coming in, so then in such a case, you don't have to be choshesh. And that's the pshan in the lashon of the Torah. Vaday misyayish mimenu. We certainly misyayish from it. Ve'ein lecha hefker gadol lizeh. There is no chiyuv of bedika. So even though it's true, there's a fundamental machlokes between the Ravyon and the Torah, whether chiyuv of bedika is a chiyuv to be moneah from the yisur or is a chovas agavra. According to the Ravyon, it's a chovas agavra, and according to the Torah, it's only to be moneah from the yisur. But that's only if it's a bayis shel goy that you're leaving, and a guy is coming in, so then in such a case, ein lecha yiyush gadol mizu, vaday misyayish lech mimenu, vein lecha hefker gadol mizu is lashon haTorah, and there's no hefker greater than this. So then in such a case, then there isn't a chshash. However, as long as a person still has a key, he's still the baal bayis, it's not a bayis shel guy, so in such a case, l'niyas daiti, even the Ramah would hold that there would be a chiyuv. Let's take a look and see how the Mishnah Berurah passes. Yes, Yakir.
So you know he's not coming back. So he's
Yesh lachkar. But still, even if you know he's not coming back, it's still different to a guy that's nichnas bebeisai. In other words, the Yehudi. But what's the chshash? The chshash could still be that he's going to send someone else to be konin, to take out the chametz and so on and so forth. As long as he has some type of shlita on the bayis, then you don't have a makar in the tour for such a heter to be mafkia the yisur. Now I'd just like to show you that this is borne out by the Mishnah Berurah and show you how this Mishnah Berurah has been distorted over time, and then maybe come back to what the deeper level of this svara is. There's another hand. Mordechai, you want to do this? Okay. How do we pass in the machlokas between the mechaber and the ramos? The Mishnah Berurah says on the top line on daf tes uladina. Yesh deyos beino achronim ikadas mechaber ki yesharim mshuva b'rama. So the halacha the achronim argue how we pass in the nira the imnichnas bo anachri yesh lahakel. If a guy went inside, you could be mekel. So again, the heter is dafke dim nichnas boy anachri. It's only if nichnas boy anachri. If the guy just also has a little bit of shlita, it sounds difficult to me to say that the Ramah would necessarily be mekel. Ula inyan, the third line in the Mishnah Berurah. Then he begins the a new shaila, which brings in the mechiras yugimel ule inyan im mechiyav livdoik belel yudad achadorim shebedaito lemachron lemachar lenachri im achamet shalahem yesh deyos beino achronim. So this was what we had started with. There's a separate deal in the achronim. What happens if you have rooms that you know you're going to sell to a guy? So here there's a machlekes. Shadas hamikor chayim v'achayi adam shetzarach levodkam me'achar shaleis ata chadarim lenimkaru v'hem birshus Yisrael. According to the chayi adam, you have to be machmir because it's birshus Yisrael. V'afil nimkaru adayin lo hechzik b'hem anachri v'gam ha'mafteach u'birshus ha'bal bayis adayin. The mafteach is still in the hand of the bal bayis. Omnam b'tshuvas binyan oylam b'simin chav choleg v'dayto de'ein tzrichim b'dika. The Tshuvas Binyan Olam holds that you don't need the Bedika. The Bezeh Atzma Shemoichar L'machar L'akum Mikayim Teshpisu U'biur V'lo Gara Mechamet Shemotze Acher Bedika. Now I looked up this Tshuvas Binyan Olam when I had more time to learn here in Yeshiva. So from a while ago, from the Tshuvas Binyan Olam, he seems to hold kemat like the tour, the way we had been explained the tour. And he's passing like the Ramah. He says that if you're not going to come lidei ha'isur, because you know for sure that tomorrow the chametz is going to be sold to a guy, so then in such a case there's no chiyuv of bedikah. So the binyan olam paskin straight up like the Ramah, and then he says, so therefore there's no reason to have the chshash of the chayi adam. So the binyan olam disagrees with the chayi adam because he says you're not going to come lidei yisur. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes on. V'chein b'tshuvas chsam seifer, and this also is the psak of the chsam seifer. Simi kuf lamed aleph, daito lahakel. He says you don't have to check those rooms that you're going to sell. Kishu mekayim mitzvahs bedika b'shar chadarim. If you're mekayim the mitzvah bedika in other rooms. Now I want to point out that even though the Mishnah Berurah puts together the tshuvas binyan olam with the chsam seifer, there's a fundamental machlokes between the binyan olam and the chsam seifer. You know what the difference is? These four words, kishimikayim mitzvahs bedika b'chadarim. According to the chsam seifer, the only reason you could be mekel is because you're already doing a bedika. In other words, the chshash of the chayi adam that comes the 14th, and you didn't do a bedika on those rooms, if you know you're going to sell them, and you know you're going to sell them, that's not a problem. That he's not worried about. There you could be mekel. But the Chsam Sefer doesn't say that you don't have to do a bedika. All the Chsam Sefer says is that if you're already doing a bedika on the other 8 rooms, so in such a case you don't have to do the bedika on the other 2 rooms. But the Chsam Sefer never told us that you don't have to do a bedika at all. You know what happened, Rabbi Osai? People read that the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Binyan Olam is Mekel, the Chsam Sofer is Mekel, and then he suggests, well, I'll give you an idea, do a Mechiras Yud Gimel. That's what we're about to see. He says, Umikal Makom, back to that line right before the end, Umikal Makom, Aftein Limchos B'yadam Ekilim, Hamocha B'yom Yud Gimel Shapir Adif Tvei. It's better to do a Mechira on the 13th. So many people just read, okay, you don't have to do a bedik on those things that you're going to sell to a guy. And the best thing is to do a mechiras yud gimel. So what are some rabbanim suggesting? They're suggesting do a mechiras yud gimel. But they missed something important. The Chsam Sofer holds that you have to do a bedika. Ad kedekach, if you look up the Chsam Sofer in Tshuva, Kuf Lamid Aleph, the Chsam Sofer says beferish, Bedika is a chiyuv akarkafta de gavra. Where did the Chsam Sofer get that from? That bedika is a chiyuv akarkafta de gavra. He got it from the Beis Yosef Pshat and the Rav Yah. So Chsam Sofer is choshish for the Rav Yah, and he says that you can't use a mechiras yud gimel to get you out of bedikas chametz. It's just in a case where you're already doing bedika on the other 8 rooms. So then, in such a case, the Eitza to be Yotze, all the Deos, is to do Mechiras Yud Gimel. So then the Mechiras Yud Gimel is going to help you. But Mechiras Yud Gimel is not going to help you according to the Chsam Sofer, and according to many of the Shitas that we paskin, like, we are arguing even according to the Ramah. Even according to Ramah, because in such a case you still have some Shlita over the Bayis, so then everybody would hold the Mechiras Yud Gimel doesn't get you out of the Chiva Bedika. The Chsam Sofer only said it in a case where the fellow was already doing a bedika. But bedika is a chovas hagavra, as the Beis Yosef had spelled out, bedas haravya, and that's the exact lashon of the Chsam Sofer as well. In the tshuvas, that's a chiyuv akarkafta the gavra. So that's step number one. Just to be ma'orer the olam on this mistake. It's a confusing Mishnah Berurah. It's a confusing Mishnah Berurah where he brings up different shitas, and he puts together Tshuvas Binyan Olam with the Chsam Sofer, but really there are two different shitas. There is one makar to say that it could be that the Binyan Olam is Mekel. Could be that the Binyan Olam is Mekel, but the Mishnah Berurah himself never seemed to be Mekel in such an instance. Mechal Svardim will for sure have to be Mekel. Ashkenazim maybe if they would rely on the binyan olam, maybe there's some makar. But the Mishnah Berurah himself is not makar. I think it came about as a misreading of this phenomenon came about as a misreading for the Mishnah Berurah. Anybody hear this phenomenon about selling mechiras yigimel and not doing bedika? 5 years ago was a very big style. That's what I had, many people, even people who were learned, had suggested this to me. There was a Rav in Eretz Yisrael that suggested it as well. I think it's a mistake. Yeah, Michal.
The person has two houses and is going to his second house, right?
That's not a problem at all.
Saying, wouldn't that count as, when you say Mechir would be okay, because it'd be like, he had 8 rooms out of there, then there'd be 2 rooms in the new house.
For sure.
So why can't you say that the people are going away, you just consider this
so I was doc. I said it in a case, I constructed a case that they're going to be traveling. You're right. If they get to the hotel in time to do a bedikah in the hotel, then in such a case they might very well be puffed. Correct. Rabosai, does this make any sense? Sounds nice. It's a nice chakira, right? That the chiyuv of bedikah is a chayvas hagavra, even if you're not going to come to be over Bali Rav, Bali Matzei. Very, very hard to understand. In other words, we've proven it. It's a Mefurish HaBeis Yosef. It's a Mefurish HaChsam Sefer. And that's why we're railing against this phenomenon. But at the same time, does it really make any sense? The Rishonim in the beginning of Maseches Pesachim ask, why is it that we do Bedika? After all, Bitul Baal Masagi. That's the first Sugya in Maseches Pesachim. So there the Rishonim give different answers. Some Rishonim say that the reason you have to do bedika and you don't rely on bittul is because you might come to eat the chametz. Some say that we're afraid that you're going to come to try to reacquire the chametz. But now in all of our cases where you have someone who's traveling, he's going away, selling it to a guy, so all these chashashos seem to be really, really Shashos Rechoko. Why is it that these Rishonim are emphasizing so strongly that the Chiyuv of Bedika is a Chovas Hagavra, if all the Svaras of the Rishonim to do Bedika, Shema Yavo La'achla, all those Shashos seem to be very, very far. Now there's a Lamdus, it conceptually makes sense, but it doesn't fit back into Maseches Pesachim, it doesn't fit back in the Rishonim. As how does the Rav Yoh and the prevalent halacha fit back? Okay. So I was bothered by this. In other words, the halacha makes sense. The lomdus makes sense. If we could describe it, but it doesn't fit into the other things we know about the reason for bedikas chametz. So the only thing I was able to think of a few years ago here, learning in the Beis Medrash, was that one of the first chakiras I heard as a Talmud here in the yeshiva around Pesach time. That is, there's a very famous diun in the Minchas Chinuch about the nature of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Mitzvah tes. The Minchas Chinuch asks, what is the mitzvah of Tashbisu by Chametz? Is the mitzvah of Tashbisu a mitzvah that's fulfilled b'kum va'asei? Or could it be also fulfilled b'shev al taseh? What does that mean? When the Torah says, Tashbisu sarmi batechem, you should destroy chametz, is the Torah telling us that you have to actively destroy? Or memela, if you don't have chametz, by definition, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah v'kum v'aseh, or you can be mekayim b'shev al taseh? The Minchas Chinuch has a few nafkimins. The most basic one, of course, is, do you have to buy chametz if you don't have chametz? If you say the mitzvah is fulfilled only b'kum v'aseh, then you have to have chametz. If you hold the mitzvah could be fulfilled even b'sheva al taseh, then there isn't a need. Another nafkimina the Minchas Chinuch gives is one of his favorite nafkimins, is the nafkimina of Asar Zehuvim. The halacha is, the Gemara in Chulin tells us, that if you have a mitzvah and someone else goes and grabs it, if I slaughter a chicken and I have to do kisui adam on it, and you go and you're mechasa the dam, so in such a case you have to pay me asar zuvim because you took my mitzvah. What happens if I have chametz and you go and you burn my chametz in Erev Pesach? Do you have to pay me asar zuvim or not? If you hold that the mitzvah is b'kum v'aseh, So then you would, because you took away my mitzvah. But if you hold that the mitzvah is b'shev al tasa, in such a case you don't. And finally, the most conceptual of all nafkaminas is the Minchas Chinuch points out that there's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis whether you're mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu with bittel. By being mevatel chametz, are you mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu? Rashi says that you are, and Tosos disagrees. Tosos says you can't be mekayim it's bittel. What is it? That you nullified it the night before? That's not destroying the chametz. According to Rashi, who says that the kiyum of the mitzvah of tashbisu is through bittel, Rashi holds that the kiyum is a b'shev al tasa. Tosis is assuming, no, that the only way to mekayim the mitzvah is b'kum vaseis, by actively doing it. So Minchas Chinuch has three nafkaminas and more. Take a look at it. It's a beautiful Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah test. For a bonus, I have a theory that many is too strong a word. Some of Reb Chaim's chidushim in his Sefer on the Rambam are mevusas on chakiris that are in the Minchas Chinuch, recreated and remodeled. But a lot of members of Reb Chaim have traces of them in the Minchas Chinuch. This is one of those things. If you take a look in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, Reb Chaim has a very, very similar chakira. And for a bonus, those who could figure out what is the nafkamina between the way Reb Chaim presents it and Minchas Chinuch presents it, that would be interesting. But at the end of the day, Reb Chaim has a very, very similar chakira with slightly different terminology. He refers to it as an Isra'ase versus a Kiyumase, which is essentially Isra'ase is the Sheval Tas of the Minchas Chinuch, and Kiyumase is the Kumvase of the Minchas Chinuch. Reb Chaim uses it in a slightly different way in Hilchas Chametz Matzah, but it's a similar type of idea. So I was wondering the following. Could it be that once we assume that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is a mitzvah b'kum v'aseh, is not fulfilled b'shev al tasa, that you have to actively destroy chametz on Pesach, would it be so wild to say, kol d'tikun d'rabbanan ke'en d'oraisa tikun, that not only is there a mitzvah for you bekum vaseh to destroy chametz, but there also is a mitzvah bekum vaseh midrabanan to get up and search for the chametz. And therefore, even if you're not going to come to be over bal yirah bal yimotzei, and even if you're not going to come to yisra achila, chazal were mesaken that within 30 days you have to do a maisa bekum vaseh of bedika. It's a chidush. But once you have such a model, then it's possible to suggest such a svara. And maybe that's the svara behind what the Rav Yoh is saying according to the Beis Yosef and our halacha. After I thought all of that, so then I found the Mi'iri. The Mi'iri on that base says this idea, but even goes further. The Medayik and Lashem Mi'iri, I think that's what he's saying. Vilamadita is the phase of an aleph in Pesachim. Vilamadita, she'ikir ha'inyin hu abedika v'hotzam min abayis. Va'af loshan hashbasa hamura v'tayra, even the word tashbisa t'anitara, afal pisha tirguma b'bitl, he's taking sides in this machlaikis, targum translates tashbisa as bitl. Here's the punchline. Ikir hanachasa, what does the Torah mean when it says Tashbisu? Lahotza'a min habayis ulebiur min ha'olam. To take it out of the house and to mimavayir. So the Mi'iri says beferish that a chelek of the mitzvah of Tashbisu is searching for it. In other words, we just thought that the mitzvah of Tashbisu is Bekum Vaseh, and call the Tikkun Derabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. The Mi'iri seems to go even further. The Mi'iri seems to say that a chelek of the mitzvah Deraisa of Tashbisu is the act of searching for the chametz. So how could that be? How could that be? Once you say the mitzvah of Tashbisu is an active mitzvah, so the bedikah is also an active mitzvah. And that's what emerges according to the Ravya. So originally, we're giving two possibilities. One possibility suggests once you have the idea of it's b'kum v'aseh, so then the bedikah is called tikkun d'rabbanan, kein d'oraisa tikkun, and the bedikah is also b'kum v'aseh mid'rabbanan. But the Meiri is going even further. The Meiri goes so far as to say that not only is the tashbisu b'kum v'aseh, but even the bedikah also is a chelek of the mitzvah of tashbisu. So just to conclude with Divrei Haggadah, based on this, I saw that the Nesiv HaShalom Haggadah, it's called the Torah's Avos, the Slonimer Haggadah, brings out this idea Al Pi Drush. In the Slonimer Haggadah, they ask the question of the Rishonim. I think they quote this from the Birchas Avram. Those of you who are familiar with the Sefer Nesiv HaShalom, Nesiv HaShalom quotes the Birchas Avram often. He was a Rebbe of Slonim, contemporary of the Brisker Rav, before the war. So they ask the question over there, why is it that you need Bedika, after all, Bittul Be'alma Sagi? So this is being asked al pi chasidus, al pi halacha. The Rishonim already say they might come to be koni, might come to be ochel, and so on. Al pi chasidus, they say a beautiful idea. The Birchas Avram said that chametz, which represents the sar shabi'isa, which represents the yetzahara. So the sar shabi'isa, one would think that then what's enough to do is just simply to be mevatel b'leif. The lesson of Bedikas Chametz is that in order to create a chalois in the lev, in order to truly affect bittul b'lev, it has to be accompanied by maisa. It's not enough for a person just to say, I'm doing it b'lev. It has to be buttressed by a maisa, which is essentially, if you think about it, that's what we're saying al pi halacha as well. We're saying it's not enough just to simply take care of the yisur ba'al yirah ba'al matzeh. Either call the tikkun d'rabbanan ke'ein d'oraisa tikkun, or according to the Meiri, part of the definition of tashbisu is you need to do a maisa to search for the chametz, the sar shebi'isa. It's not enough to do it just in theory, intellectually. It has to be done b'poyel, it has to be done b'maisa. That, the truth is, that's the essence of what Pesach is all about. Mishchu k'ulachem es atzayim. That Pesach is one of those Yom Tovim where the ikur, the motif, is not on the Kabbalah. The motif is not like Kabbalah Satayra, which emphasizes the cognizant component, the psychological component of Kabbalah Satayra. But rather, the essence of Pesach is the Maisiyos that are Mitztarif es Abrios. So that's why, Dafka, when it comes to Pesach, which right away, the first mitzvah is Mishchu Chulachem es Atzayim. Shir Hashim, we also have the Lashon Mishchu in the opposite direction. Mashcheni acharecha narutza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dragged me after you. The emphasis in Dafka and Pesach are the Maisios. Mashiach is a very, very coarse act. It's a very, very demonstrative act. So it's not enough for a person just to commit to himself, believe in his Avodas Hashem, but it also needs to be concretized by Maisa. So one of the many things that we should think about in terms of Isorus towards Chag HaPesach is the sorus in terms of not only that it should be avodah, that our avodah should be one that's intellectual, but avodah that's also backed up in maisa, in zrizus, and that ultimately we should be zocha to be able to be mekayim the mitzvasan as they did in Pesach Mitzrayim, b'chinas mishchu u'lechem asatzah.
Do you have any bodies?
Yeah, I did. Thank you.